So God has been teaching David in the last chapter how he should always ask him, ask the Lord, and seek the Lord.
不是对人失望，而是说要把真正的信心放在耶和华的身上。So
do not be let down by man, but put the faith in God.
那这一章呢，正在教导我们什么呢？
So what is this chapter teaching us today?
那这一章其实教导的功课呢，从他们的对话里面，我们已经看得清清楚楚了。So
through their conversations, it's very clear to us.
第一个，你就看到呢，大卫的随从说什么？他说：“你看，耶和华把他交在你的手上。耶和华曾经应许你说，我要见你的仇敌交在你手里，你可以任意待他。如今时候到了。”
So this is what David's man was saying to David. They said, oh, this is the day the Lord spoken of when he said to you, I will give your enemy into your hands for you to deal with as you wish.
那你想想就是说,大卫应许他要做王,他怎么做王,这些随从想大卫怎么做王?
So the promise is for David to become king. So for David's man, what do you think they would think that how David can become a king.
那不就是扫罗死了以后你就可以做吧，对不对？
Isn't that after Saul's death, then he can become king? Isn't that like as simple as that?
这是耶和华应许你的。It's
a promise from the Lord.
不是你要害他，是他在害你，而且今天耶和华就把他带到你的眼前，让你要除掉他。
So it is not you want to harm him, but he wants to harm you. And today, Lord has delivered him into your hands so you can do whatever you want.
那你这样来尊敬他，他这样来追杀你，是不是他该死？该死。
So you have been so loyal to him, and yet he wants to take your life. So isn't he deserve death?
所以跟随大卫的人说，耶和华曾应许你说。 我要见你的仇敌交在你手里，你可以任意待他。哦，他就把耶和华的话拿来，应许拿来。So
they bring the promise of the Lord to David, say, oh, this is a day the Lord has spoken of. So the Lord is going to give the enemy into your hands so that you can do whatever you wish.
我相信呢，他们知道听到耶和华对大卫的一些应许，但是呢，他们有点添油加醋。
So I believe they must have heard some of the promises that the Lord was going to give to David, but probably they add some other stuff of their own as well.
我相信神给大卫成的讲，我要见你的仇敌交在你手里，但是后面你可以任意待他，是不是神讲的我就不知道。I
believe that it is true that David said, okay, the Lord said that I will give your enemy into your hand, but whether he said that you can deal with as you wish, may not be from the Lord.
但这就是机会来临啊，机会来临就是从任何一个人的角度都觉着这个时候就是神给大卫的机会。So
this is when the opportunity comes. So from a man's perspective, they felt that the opportunity had come for David to kill Saul.
但是呢，大卫没有这样做。But
David didn't do that.
他只是割下他的外袍。He
only cut off the corner of Saul's robe.
那他也说得很清楚，原因呢是什么？我的主乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因他是耶和华的受膏者。So
his reason was clear because the Lord forbidden that he should do such a thing to the master, the Lord's anointed. So he was anointed by the Lord, so David dared not to touch him.
那大卫说的原因呢，就是他敬畏神，因为是神把扫罗放在那个位置。扫罗确实是神让撒母耳高的，对不对？他不能去害他。So
Saul was being anointed by the prophet Samuel. So he was anointed by the Lord. So David dared not to touch him.
那我不知道，如果你是大卫，你会怎么做？在这个时候会怎么做？
So I don't know if you are David, what are you going to do at this point?
那首先我要讲一个插曲，可能好多人说我又不是一个王，没有呼召我来做大卫那样的王，我是一个普通的人。大卫经历的 跟我可能不搭嘎。
So maybe you would say that, oh, I'm just a normal person. I'm not called to be a king, so I'm not David, so I don't know what am I going to do.
弟兄姐妹，今天写在圣经里面的就是给你我要读的，那就是说你要读，我要读的。
But everything that is written in the Bible is for you and me to read. So you read it, I read it, so we will get it from the Bible.
而且神在新约里面应许呢，你和我就是像大卫这样的人，都是有权柄的，啊，就是，这个王者的身份。
And in the New Testament, the Lord said that you and I are just like David. We have the authority. We are seated on the throne with the Lord.
那我们翻开以弗所书来看看，就是神怎么样来讲新约里面神的儿女。以弗所书第二章。
So we can turn to Ephesians chapter 2 about God's children. Ephesians chapter
第三节到第七节。
Verse 3 to verse 7. If you read in English, you can read on your own. So chapter 2, Ephesians.
也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，跟随肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要见他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。这里讲什么呢？就是说让我们和耶稣基督呢一起复活，一起坐在天上。
So this verses are talking about how we should berise up with the Lord and seated with the Christ.
这里讲的这个话呢，不是用的是将来时，用的是过去时，就是我们跟一起耶稣一同复活呢，一同已经坐在天上，我们的身份已经变了。
So all of these are not used, not in future. I mean, future tense, but in past tense. So we have already risen with the Lord and seated with Him on the heavenly realms.
所以我们有神儿女的身份呢，要来显明神极其丰富的恩典，说是呢在耶稣基督里呢要显明给后来的世代看，这就是我们的呼召，这也就是一个王者的一个影响力。
So we are seated with Christ in order that the coming ages we might show the incomparable riches of his grace.So we are already seated with him.
当然你说这个算什么王者呀？王者应该像可能我们电影上的那个皇帝啊，或者今天的川普啊，这些人一样，可能算是王者。我这算什么王者？我们能够传福音影响人，这算王者吗？
So you may say that we are not like a king, like what is written in here.We are not like a Trump or what we have seen on the movies about kings.
弟兄姐妹，神呼召我们做真正的王者，就是跟随耶稣那样的王者，是要来拯救世人，来正面的来影响世人，来重新恢复这个地上的荣耀，这才是真正的王者。
So God has called us to be the kings, for us to save the world so that we can restore the goodness in the Lord.
那世上的王者现在为什么跟我们想的不一样呢？其实原因很简单，因为世上的王者就是大部分是不合神心意的王。
So how come the kings that you have seen today are not the same as what is depicted in the Bible? It's because the kings of the world today is not made according to what God's will.
那所以当时这个以色列人在这个撒母耳面前要一个王的时候呢，那个时候以色列没有王，都是来先知和这个士师来带领他们。但是以色列人要王的时候呢，神非常的生气，说因为他们弃绝耶和华。
So when people ask Samuel to fight a king for them, Back then, Israelites were led by the prophets and the judges, but when they asked for a king, the Lord was not happy because he told Samuel that the people has rejected him.
就告诉他们说，你们要的王呢，将来他们要把你们的土地拿回来给他们。啊，你要给他们的儿女要做奴仆，他们要把你的葡萄园、把田地主拿回来。你要在他的车前面赶马。
So the king will take your land as their own possession. They will, he will take your sons and daughters as slaves. So you have to take your vineyards and stuff like that in possession.
但是以色列人说呢，跟撒母耳说，不管怎么样，我们还是要一个王，像周围的国家一样，我们喜欢有个王来统治我们。
But the people reply that, oh, we still want the king, just like other nations.We want a king to rule over us.
那撒母耳呢，就当时借着神的话说，你们大大的得罪了神，天上要打雷，你们得罪了神，你们要亡。
So Samuel said that you have 得罪 you have anointed the king, so there will be a thunder in the heavenly realms.
Anointed God, anointed God.
Anointed.
那但是以色列 sin against God， 但是呢，以色列人呢还是要一个王，因为他们觉得有安全感。
So they have sinned against God, but still they wanted a king.
那最后呢，神就说，那就按他们所要的给他们，最后就拣选了扫罗。
So God gave what according to what they want. So he picked Saul.
那神呢非常的怜悯人，神知道人的软弱，就是人呢在这个世界上的人喜欢有人来统治他。
So the Lord knows we are our weaknesses. He knows that people wants to be protected by a king.
No, controlled by people.
Controlled by
a... 但是呢同时他们又要自由。
At the same time, they want freedom.
那你要自由，就只有神来统治你就可以，不需要一个王。
So if you want true freedom, you only need God to protect you. You don't need a king.
那你如果要王呢，你就没有自由。
If you want a king, then you don't have true freedom.
那怎么办呢？神知道人们，神就说：“我还是要给你们王，但是呢，要。”是好的王，合我心意的王。
So God said, "Okay, I'm still going to give you a king, but a good king, a king who is after my heart."
那最终这个王呢，就是既合神的心意，又合人心意的王，就是耶稣。
So the ultimate king who satisfies the heart of people and also the heart of God is Jesus Christ.
他做王的方式是怎么样的？大家知道他是用十字架的爱来做王。
So he seated on the throne with his love on the cross.
今天呢？今天我们也是在他的里面，其实是一同跟他来做王。
So we also become kings with him on the throne.
那这种王者的方式呢，是世人如果眼睛没有开启，不能接受的，所以人就把他钉在十字架上。
So for those people who do not understand, will not be able to know. That's why they crucify him on the cross.
所以他们拒绝耶稣。
That's why they rejected Jesus Christ.
他们可能要川普或者要拜登，但是他们不要耶稣。
So they're probably going to pick Trump or Biden because they don't want Jesus.
那不管是川普还是拜登，都会让他们失望。但是他们还是要。
So Trump or Joe Biden will let them down, but Jesus Christ they would definitely need.
但那些人真正的能够认得耶稣的呢，那是有福的。
So those who truly know Jesus are the blessed ones.
那神在预备耶稣的这个过程里面呢，首先就预备了大卫，做了一个预表。
So and so Lord has picked David as a 预表 as a example, a forerunner for Jesus.
Prototype, forerunner, yeah. 就是让大卫呢，在圣经里面讲呢，就是说是一个合神心意的牧者。
That's why David was, God said David was a man after God's heart, a shepherd after God's heart.
那如果说耶稣是一个大牧者，合神心意的牧者，那你说他是神，当然他可以做，对不对？做的都很好，做的都很好。
So if you said that Jesus Christ is a great shepherd, is a good shepherd, of course he's the Lord, so he can do everything perfectly.
但是我们人怎么能做到呢？
But how can a man become perfect?
那神就通过大卫告诉我们，人也是可以做到，靠着神。
But through David, God has let us know that even man can do that, can become a good shepherd through him.
那大卫呢，完全是靠着神的恩典，是依靠神做到的。
So David was only relying on God in order to become a good shepherd.
大家要非常非常的清楚，真正的王呢，他应该是一个牧者，是爱护他的羊群，爱护他的子民。
So you have to know, to become a good king, he has to be a good shepherd to look after his own flock.
我们中国人如果谈到我们过去这个历代的王啊，好王的话，就想到了尧舜。或者想到了李世民，那除此之外可能想不到谁了。
So if you look back in the Chinese history, if you want to say someone who is a good king, you probably would think about 什么如舜啊，尧舜 and 李世民 probably those are the two that you could think about.
So 真正的王应该就是来这个把国家当成他的家，国当成家以后呢，来爱他的人民，在生活各方面把他弄好，这就是真正的王。
So a true king is the one who look after his nation as if he's looking after his own household. So he's taking care of his people's need.
所以在这个世界上，很有意思啊。我觉得加拿大的这个，总理啊，这种做法呢，其实蛮合神的心意，就把他叫做Prime Minister, 他不叫主席，也不叫总统，他叫 Prime Minister.
So, the word Prime Minister in Canada, I found is quite close to what
yeah.
So it's not a president or and it's not a what? Yeah, rather it's a Prime Minister.
就是 the minister. Minister 其实就是一个服侍人的仆人。
So minister is a person who is a servant to the people.
也感谢主，让加拿大这个建国的那些先父都是一群基督徒呢，就是敬畏神啊。他们在这个立法的时候，真的是有一个这样的一个看见。
So praise the Lord that the founder of Canada is a group of people who really love the Lord and they have this kind of visions about our nation.
那就说，不光是怎么叫，就是说这个人他是不是真的合神心意的牧者，那又是另一回事情。
So no matter what you call a president or a prime minister, as long as he's a person who is going to look after his own people.
刚才我讲了半天，就是说你要清楚的知道，你呼召要成为一个王者，像大卫一样。你不是一个普通的人。
So to summarize that, what I'm saying is that you are called to become a king, just like Jesus. So you are not just an ordinary person.
就是要成为在这个世界上有影响力的人，拯救别人的人。
You have to become a people of influence in this world, a people who can save others, a person who can save others.
那讲到这里就说再回到大卫一次，大卫这样做呢，就说没有撒扫罗，就是非常非常合神的心意。
So what, go back to the story of David. So because he did not kill Saul, what he did was right in the eyes of the Lord.
如果你心里还在想他是大卫，我不是大卫，我遇到这样的人，我肯定还是把他宰掉，那你还是要悔改，要学大卫。为什么神要给你王者的权柄？不要，不是要你做一个随随便便一个普通的一个小人啊，不是这样，要神给你王者的权柄。
So if you say, okay, I'm not like David, if I see a Saul and that in the same circumstances, I will probably kill Saul, you have to repent if you still think this way, because God is calling you to become kings with him. You are not just an ordinary person.
因为我知道在你和我的生活里面碰到过很多像扫罗这样的人，真的想把他宰掉。
So I believe that in your life you have met a lot of people just like Saul, and many times you just want to get rid of this guy.
那有的人呢，想把他的家人宰掉，老婆宰掉。
So for some people, you may want to get rid of your own family members or your spouse, your wife.
那最近在斯瑞就有这个家庭谋杀案啊，就是最后真把老婆宰掉。
So recently in Surrey, there is a case like that. So someone has murdered his own wife.
那真宰掉了，最后结果怎么样？如果大卫真的把扫罗宰掉，会怎么样？
So if what happens if David took Saul's life?
他的做王的方式就完全不一样了。
So the way he became a king.Will be totally different.
你想想，任何人犯过一点错误的人，在他面前都会战战兢兢，不会说实话，都害怕哪一天大卫会把他宰掉。
So anyone who made a mistake in front of David, they will become afraid of him because you don't know when he's going to take your life.
你知道，因着大卫这样对扫罗，这是一个极大的智慧。其实是他就是因着敬畏神，得到这样的智慧以后呢。后来他所有这些乌七八糟的人在他面前非常的安全。
So it's a wisdom that he got from the Lord, because what he did to Saul, those people who follow him later on, trusted him.
那些人都敢做自己，他不会在暗地里面做很多的事情，都在明处做，他们在慈禧大卫也可以在明处见。
So his men were able to be,themselves in front of David, so they would not do things in the darkness against him.
而且他们跑来跑去，最后还是喜欢大卫，为什么呢？他们知道唯有大卫不会在他们犯错误的时候把他们踩下去，把他们处置了。
So, no matter where they go, where they went, they still want to follow David because they knew that even if they made a mistake, David would not trample over them.
这里讲到就是说，作为一个王者的权柄呢，神就把这样后来这个权柄里面呢，是别人自愿的来跟随他，就像耶稣基督一样，人来自愿的来跟随耶稣，不是强迫的。
So when we talk about the authorities of being a king, so people are willingly to follow him. It's not by force, but they are willing to follow him.
那就是说，因为人看到他就是爱人民，就是为他的国家，就是爱神、听神的。
Because people see that he is for his own people, his own nation.
所以神就把这样一个极大的一个权柄给了大卫，所以大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都让他得胜。
That's why God gave David this authority. No matter where he goes, he was victorious.
那一方面他尽心的来寻求主，另一方面呢，他下面的这些人啊，都是同心合意。
So, he seek the Lord, and on the other hand, he was one-hearted with his followers.
那今天他在扫罗这里做的这件事情呢，是一个决定性的一个动作。
So the thing that he did in Saul at this in this chapter is a deciding point for his life.
那我们也想想，我们在这个做基督徒的生活当中，我们的家庭里面，我们要我们的配偶愿意来。跟我们合一吗？我们要我们的儿女听我们的话吗？我们要让教会里面的弟兄姐妹来尊重我们吗？ 我们但见不信主的人要来跟随我们吗？我们当怎么做？
So it's also for us as well, whether you want to have unity with your spouse, or you want your children to listen to you, or you want to be respected among our brothers and sisters, or you want people to become a follower because of you. So, yeah.
所以弟兄姐妹，这一方面就是说，神会把恩典赐给我们，当我们愿意这样做的时候呢，我们会看到好的结果。
So God is going to give us the grace, if we're willing to do what God wants us to, there will be a good result. That
这里，但是神要我们去学习忍耐。
God wants us to learn perseverance.
我相信大卫的随从啊，当时非常的气愤，大卫好多人。那现在到手的东西已经没有了，你再等吧，再在旷野里面被扫罗再追杀十年吧。
So I believe David's men were angry with David after what he had done. So they may say, okay, so maybe you will be hunted down by Saul in the following 10 years. So you will just have to continue to wait for the throne.
事实上，后来扫罗又追杀了他好多年。
So indeed, Saul was was seeking his life even years after that.
但是最后，扫罗去世以后呢，大卫就是作王呢，就说这个和平的一个转移呢，让人知道大卫不是通过流血夺权的。
So after Saul passed away, David became king. So people know that David got his throne not by shedding blood.
那今天我们在教会里面，在甚至在家庭里面，啊，很多的时候其实有一个权柄的问题，夫妻之间都有一个权柄问题。那么怎么样来实行这样一个权柄？怎么样来得到这样一个权柄
？So nowadays in our church or in your family or in your marriage, there is a thing about authorities. So how are you going to get to gain your authority?
长话短说，大卫用的一个方式就是敬畏神，我不能动这个耶和华的受膏者，他把一切都交给了主。
So to make this, to summarize, David got his authorities by fearing the Lord. So because Saul was anointed by the Lord, he dared not to touch him.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，有的弟兄可能在家里说，圣经上说弟兄应该是头，你应该听我的，这听起来是对的。
So for some brother, you may say, okay, the Bible said, I am the head, so you have to listen to me. So it may be right.
但是这个权柄的得到，你要让耶和华来做，还是你自己来做，你要做选择。
So for gaining this kind of authority, whether by the Lord or by you, you have to make the choice.
但是大卫因着这样他忍耐等候呢，他有一个长久的一个极大的一个权柄，这个权柄是造就整个以色列的权柄。
So because David's perseverance, because he waited upon the Lord, and he got this authority to bless his nation.
你说我们的弟兄如果有这样像大卫这样的等候忍耐等候呢，你会得到一个长久的权柄。
So if you
来祝福到你的家。
So if you are just like David to wait for your authority, you will become a blessing to your own household, your family.
那这个权柄也是真正从神来的权柄，是能够服气的一个权柄。
And that's authority from the Lord, a true authority, a true authority given by the Lord.
那这里面呢，有一个因素就是敬畏神来等候。
So, the key element is to fear the Lord and to wait upon the Lord.
那其实在这个教会的历史上发生过很多的事情，其实是不荣耀主，就是大卫先把扫罗出去。
So in the history, that there are many times that things happen that did not glorify the Lord. So David wanted to, for example, David wanted to kill Saul.
你如果读教会历史的时候，你发现是一本非常血腥的历史。
So if you want to read the story of church, you will know that it's a story of blood, of shedding blood.
那天主教当时把这些一些科学家，像哥波尼的，还有一些异端的人士呢，烧死在火星柱上。
So the Roman Catholic has been burning people, during the Middle Ages.People who 异教什么什么怎么说？
heretics.
So they've been, yeah, the Roman Catholic has been burning these people on the poles.
那后来马丁路德改革的时候呢？马丁路德就是一直被迫害，就是说一直被教会迫害，
so,
被天主教迫害。
Martin Luther King has been persecuted by the churches too.
Martin Luther.
Mm-hmm.
Not King. That's too first. Martin Luther. 那后来呢？马丁路瑟又开始怎么样？后来这个崇敬派的人，就是这个 Anabaptist 起来的时候呢，马丁路德跟天主教一起迫害崇敬派的人。
崇敬派是什么？崇敬派。
崇敬派 Anabaptist。
Oh, and okay. So after that, Martin Luther, what united with the church to persecute what? Sorry.
Anabaptists. Anabaptists.
Okay.
Anabaptists 就是现在这个在美国 Montana 的 Amish 的前身。Amish 人现在过着15、16世纪的生活。
I see. Okay. So they are the Amish community today.
那后来在这个Albert Simpson 就是宣信博士成立宣道，就是宣道会，那时候开始宣教的时候呢，他原来所在的教会也迫害他。
So just what's the name of the person? Sorry, I got lost.
Albert Simpson.
Okay, Albert Simpson was also persecuted by his church.
后来一些年轻的人呢，他们就觉得我们有新的意向，我们更合神的心，反过去呢就说那些老年人的坏话。
So later on, the younger generation rise up. They felt they have a better vision, so they start to persecute the older generation.
他们就说你们是老一辈是扫罗，破坏我们年轻的大卫。
So they say, okay, the older generation are just like Saul. You are persecuting our younger generation. We are David.
你有权利，我有嘴巴。
So you have authority, but we have mouths to speak.
所以呢，造成很多话语上的伤害和定罪。
So there's a lot of hurt, verbal abuses.
那这些东西呢，让神的教会有极大的亏损。
So these things bring this great harm to the Church of God.
弟兄姐妹，神今天呢，要让我们有真正这样一个建造教会、建造家庭的权柄，就是大卫这样的权柄。
But God wants us to give the authority, just like King David, authority to bless our church and to bless our family.
我希望呢，你不要在脑子里面想，哇，这是神的话，离我太遥远，不是这样，弟兄姐妹，要清清楚楚的知道你要这样做，不是太遥远。
So do not think that this the word of God is far away from your life. You have to know clearly that it's very close to you. It is.
如果仇敌一直说我不是大卫，我是一个普通人，我做不到，你要悔改，现在就要悔改。
So if you say, okay, I'm not David, I'm just a normal person, you have to repent right now.
因为你比大卫更有身份，新约里面任何天国里面的人都，耶稣讲，都比旧约里面的人要大。
The Bible says the people from the New Testament are greater than the people in the Old Testament.
因为神把一个恩典已经倾倒在我们的身上了，罪也赦免了，圣灵也赐给了，还有什么借口呢？
So God has given you such a great blessing that He given you the Holy Spirit. He has forgiven your sins. So what excuse can you find?
当你做不到的时候，耶稣也会像大卫那样，也不会迫害你，还继续陪着你走。还有什么不高兴的呢？还有什么做不到的呢？
Even if you cannot do something, Jesus will be just like King David. He will walk beside you to help you. So, what are your excuses?
再加上你要知道，大卫最后的结果就是非常好的，放在你的眼前，你还要不要做？你要好的结果，要等候呢，还是来个痛快，现在就要得到一个结果，但是最后是一个不好的结果呢？
So just like David, that you know that the end result is good. So do you want to wait upon the Lord and fear the Lord to get a good result, or do you want to do things in your own ways, the faster way, but the result is bad?
这个我们心里面都要定义，要像大卫一样，要像耶稣一样的，我们要把很多的事情要来交给主去处理，我们自己不要处理。
So we have to know that we have to rely on the Lord, but not on ourselves.
别人说你很怂也罢，很 chicken 也罢，但是你一定要让大卫的方式去处理。
So you have to deal things in the way of David, even though other people may say things about you.
因为神要给你长久的祝福和长久的权柄。
Because God is going to give you a long-lasting authority.
其实，在我们这个最近的这个教会，西安教会还有别的教会，里面我们看到很多的老一辈因着像大卫那样做，带下很大的权柄。
So we have seen that people in Church of Zion and other church, the older generation, in older generation, when they do according to things like David, they have gained great authorities.
那有一次我们在一个牧者就众教会牧者的聚会上面呢，就发生一件事情，看到什么叫做这个权柄。
So recently we are in a meeting that we have seen what is the true authority.
两个不同教会的师母呢，就讲到一些事情呢，他们彼此误解和冒犯啊，那好多的牧师呢，师母就劝解他。
So the pastor's wife, the two from two different church, they were having some kind of argument. So the other brothers and sisters, the other pastors came and to help them, to counsel them.
那事实上这两个师母呢，他们也都是暗牧的牧师，不仅仅是师母，是牧师来的，就是带领人在前线，就是传福音各方面，他们是牧师来的。那其他的牧者呢，他们就说很多，但是呢不解决问题。
So indeed these two pastor's wife, they are not just pastor's wife, they are also anointed as pastors, so they are two pastors as well. So the other pastors were receiving a lot of things, But it did not help them at all.
那最后有一位老牧者就说，我们一起来祷告吧。
So one of the elders said that let's pray.
当这个老牧者一祷告的时候呢，所有的人都开始流泪。
So when this older pastor prayed, everybody started to cry.
那我当时清清楚楚的知道，这个牧师身上有一个极大的一个权柄。是就是那个犹大的权柄掐住撒旦的咽喉，撒旦的权势解除了。
So I know that this pastor has the authority to hold the throat of the evil ones. So once he prayed, the evil plan has collapsed.
但是我也知道这位牧师呢，在过去的年日里面呢，就是他像大卫一样，别人不管怎么样恶待他，他都一句话都不讲。
So I know in his life that in the past, no matter what people said about him, he will be always just like David. He will not say anything back.
我只是神给他一个权柄，是能够让人合一的权柄。
That's why the Lord gave him an authority to unite people.
你知道，这种权柄呢，这是教会家庭需要的。
You know that this kind of authority is needed by the church, by our family.
那就是带人信主，其实也是就是合一，让他们跟神再次的合一的一个权柄。
So even bring people to the Lord is the same thing that you are bringing unity in the family.
我相信你非常的渴望这样一个权柄。
I believe that all of us want this kind of authority.
我相信你渴望不是像川普和拜登那样渴望那样一个权柄，你是渴望这样一个权柄，代下合一。
I believe that you do not want authority like Joe Biden or Donald Trump. You want an authority that brings down unity.
要看到你的家庭合一，看到你的周围的合一，这种合一里面带下极大的一个丰盛。
So you will see the unity that brings down into a family that the family can be abundant.
你看到当大卫做了这件事情的时候，扫罗怎么样？扫罗流泪了，悔改了。
So after David did this thing, Saul cried and he repented.
十六节讲呢，就是我儿大卫，这是你的声音吗？他就放声大哭。
So on verse 16, he said, a son is that yours? And he cried.
谁能让扫罗放声大哭呢？
Who can make Saul cry?
你知道这个时候扫罗被圣灵感动了，被大卫的爱感动了，他开始反过来祝福大卫。
So Saul has been touched by David. So he turned his back and then blessed David instead.
他悔改，他说你比我公义，因为你一上待我，我却一个待，这是认罪。
He repented and he said that you were well, you treat me well, but I treat you badly. So he repented.
你今日显明是一上待我，因为耶和华将我交在你手里，你却没有杀我。这是他认清大卫，他的就是真正的来正确的来认识了大卫。他过去那个邪恶的那个控制的那个东西啊，他突然亮了，突然醒过来了。
So he said, is it the good that you did to me? The Lord delivered me into your hand, but you did not kill me. So he knows, he just suddenly had this insight that he was being bad, treated David badly.
因着大卫这样一个举动呢，仇敌的撒旦的权势解除了，所以扫罗呢，他就那一个正常人那样来看待这个问题，里面又被爱所感动了。
Because the act that David did, so the evil authority has been shaken, so that so Saul was able to see clearly as a normal person to see David.
后来他就说：“人若遇见仇敌，岂肯放他平安无事的去呢？愿耶和华因你今日上我所行的一上报，就说愿耶和华祝福你。我也知道你必作王以色列的国。”必奖励在你的手里。这时候他非常清楚地认识到这样一些东西。
So he said that, when a man fights his enemy, does he let him away unharmed? May the Lord reward you well for the way you treated me, and I know you will surely be king, and the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hands. So he sees that David will become king of Israel.
当然扫罗后来呢还是反反复复，后来还是不敬畏神，那是另一码事情。
So even though Saul was still handed down his life, but it's another story.
就是扫罗呢，就是他会反反复复的。他不是说悔改，不是彻底的，就是。
So his repentance was not to the fullness. So he, after that, he was still hunting down his life.
那但是呢，那个时候看到因着大卫所做的，扫罗真的就是说被感动了。
At that moment, that because what David did, Saul was touched by his act.
那这就是传福音的一种方法，最好的方法，对不对？对方被感动了。是不是我们今天传福音的话，不就是要人悔改吗
？So that's a way to evangelize. So, just help other. So other people will be moved by your acts.
当然，悔改完了，有的人会像扫罗一样反反复复。扫罗最后还是不敬畏神，有的人像大卫那样一辈子都跟随神，那不是我们的事情。
So some
要做我们敢做的事情。
So for people who repented, so they may become like Saul. and still turn away from the Lord, but other people may become like David, always follow the way of the Lord. But this is not something you can decide. This is in the hand of the Lord.
我们要做的是做大卫这样的事情。
So what we are going to do is the things that David did.
感谢主，我就到这里，我们做一个祷告，那么时间留给大家。
So praise the Lord, we will stop here and we will spare some time
for
主啊，我们天上的父，大卫的王，大卫的神。 Our Father in heaven, the King of David, Lord of David.
主啊，是的，主，你拣选了大卫，你说大卫是合我心意的牧者。
Yes, you have chosen David. You said David is a man who after your heart.
他能让你的心来得安慰。
He brings comforts to your heart.
因为他真正知道你对以色列人的心。
Because he knows that your heart towards the people of Israel.
你从羊圈里面把他领出来做以色列的君王。
You brought him out of the sheep to lead him become the king of the king of Israel.
照样，你把我们从我们的那个地方来找出来，让我们跟随了耶稣。
You did the same thing to us. You led us out of where we were and become a follower of Christ.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你，你的话语立定在天，立定在地。
Thank you for your words. Your word established the heaven and the earth.
为的是要来祝福我们。
So that your words can become a blessing to us.
为的是要让我们成为别人的祝福。
So that we can also become a blessing to other people.
主啊，我们说我们愿意。
And we say that we are willing, the Lord.
主啊，因为你已经让耶稣基督担当了我们一切的罪。
Because you have, because Jesus Christ has already bear all our sins.
你说我们可以随时来到主施恩的宝座面前，求怜悯，求恩惠，得随时的帮助。
You said we can always come before you to seek a mercy and to seek help.
主啊，是的，主，你的恩典永远是 available， 永远是能够得到的。
And your mercy is always there, available at any time to us.
况且在我们软弱的时候，你就差派你的圣灵住在我们的里面，不断的来鼓励我们。
And in our weakness, you have sent your Holy Spirit inside of us to comfort us, to help us.
主啊，是的，主，我们愿意成为得胜者，也定义要成为得胜者。
Yes, Lord, we want to be overcomer, and we are willing. We're determined to become an overcomer.
We
want to overcome evil by good.
特别的教会里面，让我们的教会变成一个真正的家，人来到里面不被垄断，不被处理，不被这个，不被拒绝。
So especially in our church, when people come to our church, they will not be judged, they will not be condemned.
让我们的家也建成真正彼此相爱的家，孩子在家里面可以做自己，主要他们表现他们的幼稚，表现他们的错误。So
that our children can become who they are in our family, so they can show us their innocence, their ignorant. 等一下好吗, please?
感谢主，主啊，应着你的恩典，我们，主啊，你会不断的让我们，主啊，往前走。
Thank you for your mercy so that we can continue to move forward.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
好，下面有一段时间让大家也来回应，还有奉献，
so,
或者有一些简短的补充，可以啊。
So we have some time so for you to respond, to share if you want.
师，我刚刚
Annie。
有一点没有听清楚，就是你说那个大卫，就是，他就是说他遇见扫罗有机会杀他，没有杀他。后来那个扫罗就跟他说，你，就是耶和华把你把我交在我的，把我交在你的手上，你却善待我。然后后来就是扫罗还是没有信主，没有跟随主，是吗？
你不要问
呃，是这样的，就是说，扫罗是一个反反复复的人，他是跟着感觉做事的人，不是跟着神的话语做事的。我想这个也是在教导我们，现在的教会，因为教会也有不同的土壤、不同的人，就是，我想，所以我们这次让我们要敬畏神。扫罗后来情况很糟糕，很糟糕。
那么，
你后来说了一句我没听清楚，就说有时候我们跟别人传福音的时候，有些人他就是不信，那我们要怎么做啊？这点我没有听清楚。
那我当时讲的呢，就是说，有的人会像扫罗，他信了就反反复复；有的人会像大卫，他信了就一直跟随。这个不是我们的事情，我们要像大卫那样做我们应该做的就对了。所以我们不要去，人家不信主，我们也不要去处理他。现在说他是扫罗，我们要像大卫那样去善待他，是吧？这样的话，
这个就是
神
要看。
会对。对，其实很多人都会有一个过程，反反复复的过程。那当我们真的，当他真的感到这个神的爱，这种家里面的爱的时候呢，神就有机会让他们真的来，全心的跟随主。我在过去也看到很多人真的这样，反反复复，反反
好。
复复，好长好长时间。但最后，哎，突然间那一天就很坚定了。但是如果我们不给这样一个机会的话，是不是？
就
那
是，
至于说这个人将来是反反复复见主的面的时
就
候，
是
反
没，
反复复不反复，这不是我们要去论判断的事情。我们当敬畏主，我们自己要敬畏主就对了，为他们祷告。
我们要翻译一下吗？OK，so Annie was saying that she wasn't clear about what Pastor Bing was saying about Saul because. How come Saul later on still seek David's life? So Pastor Bing was saying that the Bible wants us to know that Saul was a person who only follows what he feels. So a lot of people nowadays also doing the same. We only follow what we feel, so which is not according to God's heart. And also another question. Is how come some people, when we tell them about how good the gospel is, they still do not believe? And how do we respond to people like that? So, Pastor Ben is saying that there are people who will become David, who always follow the Lord. And there are also people, a group of people who will become like Saul, who only follow their feelings. So, it's all up to the hands of the Lord, it's nothing to do with us. So our job is to evangelize and and then leave the rest to the Lord.
好，谢谢，我明白了。就是说一切都是，跟随神吧。就是说这个也不是我们能决定的事情，我们只是给他传福音就好了。但是也没有强求他怎么做。知道了，谢谢。
谢谢安妮的这个问题，这个问题很好。那另外一方面呢，我们也看到，就是说，我们这个圣经不是琼瑶的小说，要找一个很好的借据。
Another thing we need to know is that our message is not a happy ending story.
那扫罗之所以是这样，并不是说神要设计一个人物要怎么样怎么样，他就是这样，有的人就是这样。
So for Saul, it is not God's design for him to be like that. But for people, some people, they are just like Saul. They are just like that.
就像上一章以基拉的人一样，神要把写在圣经里面，神要告诉你 "What is the truth and the reality"。
So just like the previous chapter about people in Kalila, So that's the reality that we are facing today.
神要告诉我们你学什么，你要怎么学。
So God is teaching us what should we learn from that.
对我来说呢，当我看到扫罗和这个大卫，我更加敬畏，因为神给人自由意志。
So it makes me fear the Lord because Lord has given us free will.
这个自由意志让我们有时候我觉得非常可怕。
So sometimes, the free will is a scary thing.
所以今天神也给基督徒有自由意志。
So the Lord is also giving us free will today.
那扫罗有他的自由意志，大卫有他的自由意志。
So David has his own free will, and Saul has his own free will.
那从这些人的结局里面呢，我们要学习，真的要非常非常的敬畏神，要跟随神，时时刻刻来。
So from the stories, we have to be warned, so that we will always follow the Lord.
阿利路亚，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.